Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
At 6:54, you're not going to fight there. I thought you guys were going to fight.
Well, I mean, Eric's just saying really ridiculous things. He's saying things out loud that should not be said.
So, as you know, oftentimes I'm looking for the theater, right? I'm looking for, like, what will be the most talked about thing that'll happen. And as it pertains to the Packers-Vikings game, that would be Aaron Jones Lambeau leaping on his return. Like, that would be, as soon as he do it, I'd be like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Are they going to push him out? Are they going to boo him? Or are they going
to? No, because he'd look for a little pocket of purple there in the end zone and try to jump into some friendlies. That I would boo. I love me some Aaron Jones.
Look,
wasn't his fault that it didn't work out with the Packers. Like, we let him go, and
100%,
that's fine.
Like, Aaron Jones is a very good guy.
We all love him.
He's going to come back into the Packers community at some point. I'm assuming he's going to end up in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Because of the tremendous time that he had here. As Vince said, Packers offered him a pay cut that he deemed insulting. Turns out it was. Got more money from someplace else. And you know what? I don't like it, but I understand, like, hey, my former employer decided I wasn't worth much. I'm going to try to stick it to him. Guess what, though? I still cheer for the former employer. I don't want you sticking it to me.
And I don't want you to. First of all, I don't want what would precede the Lambeau leap
which
to
is
happen.
Which
would be a touchdown.
If he's scoring touchdowns, that is going to be very bad for my favorite team on Sunday. I would prefer that not happen.
So if they lose 27-10, go ahead and leap all you want after the game.
See, I think there is a moment.
Run some stairs.
Yeah, if you score a touchdown right before the 2-minute warning to make it 27-10,
go ahead.
Do whatever you want.
I think the crowd would celebrate that if the Packers are rolling them and it's 28-0 and he scores 7. You don't think they would cheer him if he jumped into the crowd?
No, that's so. I don't think he gets booed because again,
I think
Aaron Jones is very beloved by the fan base. There are some that might try to start to boo him, but this isn't going to be Brett returning to Lambeau, right? Like, this is nothing like that. But if he Lambeau leaps, that's how he gets himself booed.
That's over the line.
Yeah. That's how he gets himself booed. No, the Lambeau leap's a Packer thing. You're no longer a Packer. You don't get to do our thing. That's just how it works. Sorry, bud.
It's not without precedent. I mean, others have Lambeau leaps.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But again, they look for the pocket of safe space.
The friendlies.
Yes. Right. Otherwise, I mean, he's probably just going to get a beer dumped on him. He's getting shoved out of the crowd. And like, you're doing a Lambeau leap into hostile territory. Who knows what happens to
you? How many Vikings fans there tomorrow?
So I was reading, I don't know if it was StubHub, but
Sunday,
like some sort of third party, like ticketing agency where they do estimates.
Yeah.
So I believe last year was estimated about 33%. When the Packers played the Vikings. Now the Packers were struggling at that point. That was the game Kirk Cousins eventually got hurt. Vikings still won that game. They were estimating 19% is what I saw. 19% of Lambeau will be full of purple and gold.
Still too many.
How are you feeling?
If Jordan Love plays, I mean, I think it's going to be a tight game. The Brian Flores-led Vikings defense has been really good. It's not like they've been beating up on bad teams to get to 3-0. They beat the 49ers, and then they turn around and, I mean, I think it's the most impressive win all year for any NFL team with what they did to the Texans. Because, winning that game 34-7, that's absolutely dominating. I think the Packers need Jordan Love. I think he is going to play. I know he's still limited, and they're kind of going through that whole charade.
Limited.
But I think Jordan Love ends up playing, and I think they need him to play in order to have the success that they need to have to win.
Agreed on both counts. I think he does play, and they need him to play.
Another noon game.
A lot of them. I mean, the only one in the early season is the 3:25, and that's because it's in Los Angeles.
Right.
And then we hit a stretch, though, like mid-season, where we're prime time for like four or five weeks in a row.
You've got back-to-back Thursday games because you have the Thanksgiving game and then the Thursday right after that. Yeah, a lot of prime time games late in the season, which is good because the NFL is expecting the Packers to be a good team.
To ramp up. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.